Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Obviously, higher prices for consumers, reduced choices within the categories of food and foodstuffs, medicines, less innovation in their production and quality control, lower wages for farmers and food workers. They're becoming less and less prevalent, farmers. Some of the specific examples and concentration that we'll go through in the show a little bit later, the four, that would be four, one, two, three, four European firms that control about half of the global beer market as one example. Six, that would be six firms that control about two-thirds of the global seed market, and two-thirds control about half of the food distribution right here in the United States. This concentration.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the show. Thanks for doing so today. Let's kind of revisit the description of today's show a little bit, and we'll dive right in. Concentration here today, basically in the food industry, big food mergers, as in companies, food monopolies that exist because they are, and who controls our food supply. And like any avenue, the doors are open for potential corruption. So, what are some of the tips we'll be discussing and the relevant information? We've used in the context of the show upcoming many quotation finger marks here in the studio. Already did a real REEL and hopefully REAL perceived as such. Less than a minute snippet that you heard in the opening about the beer industry, for one. The beer industry is a good example of consolidation in the United States for sure. The top three brewers, AB InBev, Miller Coors, and Pabst, control about 80% of the market share. Food conglomerates, there's many. There were. There are a small number of large food conglomerates that control the large share of the food market. These companies can often own a variety of brands, which can make it difficult for consumers to know who is really producing their food. Mergers, same with banks, tennis shoes, companies, we always find that out. Stock market folks preaching to the choir. Oh, okay, such and such a bank owns such and such a bank. That might change the complexion of my portfolio, or all of those types of things. Mergers, you usually find out at the last hour, right? Or after the fact, right? And then, of course, in that arena, those that haven't, those somewhere in between, of course, influence, if you will, goes up that food chain, English language, multi-definitional connotation of food. We are going to talk about the sustenance connotation of food, but also food for thought. So there's a small number of large food conglomerates that control all of it. It's just a fact. It's down to three. Those companies often own a variety of brands. By making the acquisitions and acquiescing in the mergers, well, that's how policies change. That's how reductions in quantities within the cans, packages, etc., which has been going on for decades. And even whatever, in some pink arenas, maybe somebody's talking about that too. There's only five chips when there used to be 10, or whatever. In and of itself, so true. So true. And that's been decades, let alone 10 minutes ago. So you have to define the minimal number of food monopolies, because it is in and of itself in the definition of the word. With no inflection of, could it be nefarious? Well, of course it could be. Could it be the best thing ever since sliced bread? Possibly, pun intended. But your options are minimized. That's a monopoly within the business. The multifaceted definitions of the English language, no matter how much they try to change it. It's still alive and well on the World Wide Web. In that connotation, I just looked it up. And as I say, the old advertisement in the 60s, Snaggle pushed the cartoon character for some brand of cereal. Exit stage right. Well, how many people have been asked to exit stage right? Companies, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs. And yep, there's many Indian chiefs, halfway so, in native tribes in America, for sure, that were also here first. Let's remember our history. These things have been going on for history of this planet forever. And it's always been the community that's risen to rectify the messes. Always. So if it isn't broke, don't fix it, as they like to say. Conglomerates are conglomerates. Good, bad, or indifferent. Your options are limited. Before we go to break, just like when banks merger and the ABC one goes out of business decades ago, up to and including very prevalent now, well, there's no longer, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Community Bank that you did 10, 20, 30 years ago. As a case in point, through mergers, their options are limited. In and of itself, those are mandates, because of the fact, whether it's with nefarious intent or otherwise, it's a mandate when your choices are minimized by conglomerates that control it. If it's pipe fitting equipment, shoelaces, whatever makes it resonate with you. Now the light bulb perhaps comes on, insulting no one. You literally and figuratively have to bring it home. Inside your four walls, inside your community, inside your work environment, your main street, Portland, Maine, USA, around the world. Monopolies are worth keeping a jaundiced eye on. Again, flashlights, batteries, thumbtacks, tablecloths, whatever you want to use as the examples. So when you combine that with all the theater and everything else that goes on in shutting down transportation lanes just to add to the equation, the challenges are very real. It still doesn't have to be gloom and doom. That's why nobody, astute audience, the disclaimer that we have to do this for them forever and ever. They can move along their merry little way. There's no reason for them to be here. Goes back to healthy debate, healthy choices. This isn't for you. Great. Move along, little doggy, where whatever is healthy for you. Many of those arenas. Go there, stay there. You have no reason whatsoever to be here, for sure, unless you listen to the names, the titles, the descriptions, in the essences of the shows that have gone on for 6 years at this time around, many times previous to that, with many monikers, handles, blogs, vlogs, and way before there was podcasting to be had. I've been talking about this stuff in one way, shape, or form for well over a half a century. Going back to childhood business entrepreneurial stuff to being awakened and blessed in a town with family heritage where a gift from God is housed. Summit Springs. A true phenomenon and the only anthropogenically pollution-free entity, commodity on the face of this planet because of its deep, cavernous, glacial water that they guesstimate is over 10,000 years old. Still running, defying gravity and the laws of nature, going up hill 175 feet to the summit, thus the name, way back when, founding members in my family that were contributory to founding the town certainly had access to the water in one way, shape, or form before the first ownership, way back when. Many of my relatives, including the one that indoctrinated it to me, my grandfather, actually worked on the steamship that transported people when they took their newfound Henry Ford, where they could afford them, cars from Portland and or went through the Songo locks all the way up through the canals to the causeway in Bridgeton, Maine, and yep, my grandfather worked on that steamboat. Big deal, but he did. That's the Hitler heritage, because the lion's share of the people were on board to go to the then famous Summit Spring Hotel and Motel. All the movie stars, philosophers worldwide came to drink what then was being avowed as the fountain of youth. Still bubbling, thriving to this day. What you put into this human vessel is what you get out of it. The body does have the innate trait to heal itself. We've just been consistently led to believe the contrary. We'll be right back in 10 seconds and continue. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bell. Just wanted to remind everybody I'm here each and every day, 7 days a week, 365. Now we're in our sixth year with your great help, continuing to pay it forward. Blessed that we're heard on all platforms where you'd hear any audio podcasting show. My YouTube channel is Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. Please do interact with the daily interactive polls by leaving your voicemail messages here at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour podcast shows and my many other platforms. Now let's get back to today's show, and thanks for joining us. Okay, very deep, calming breath. Welcome for being here. We're going to go unfettered for as long or as short as it takes. You've been forewarned. It'll be somewhere in the area of 20 to 25 minutes, and we'll make it all inclusive, including the close, within the next 20 minutes. Let's get to it, and welcome. So, absolutely is a word I love to use, especially when it's warranted. Here's an overview of how dominance of JBS, Tyson Foods, and Smithfield Foods, the big three, so designated, so called, in the big bad world of business. In meat processing, can most assuredly limit consumer choices and potentially lead to more mandated options. It's the math. Stupid, as somebody once said, keep it simple. On some campaign in another era of the pink noise. So, for sure, absolutely and concretely, when you fathom mathematical equations, it's down to three supplying companies, be them good, bad, somewhere in between, evil, nefarious. Nobody's making accusations. Understand the percentile in the numbers. That's factual, that's tangible, that's real, and up to 5 minutes ago, it was available on the World Wide Web. The good, the bad, and the ugly that the internet has on any category of subjects. To include this one. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So when you keep it math-oriented, and the math of the market share as business, based on tenets from long ago when business was based on, you know, above board business, the math of the market share is simple. There's three big controlling large conglomerates with over 80% of worldwide production of food, be it good, bad, or otherwise. Your choices have been eliminated before your very eyes. That's most assuredly mandates. So defined on the World Wide Web when I just looked it up. You know, I'm just saying, things get edited quite often on the World Wide Web, don't you think? Be them good, bad, or ugly. Talking about tennis shoes, sneakers, lawnmower equipment, whatever example makes it resonate for you, because you've been there and you've done that. Yes, you have if you're a consumer. There's no way that you couldn't have been. That would be an oxymoron in and of itself. If you're a consumer, you obviously have experienced this. So standardization, whatever that means anymore in an ever-changing world, for efficiency, optimum word, in any element of life, pretty much at the moment, a dwindling attribute, efficiency, be them Girodas, tennis sneakers, whatever you guys and gals want to relate to, because it's true. So the big three, as it pertains to food, fingers crossed, prioritize efficiency. I don't know, do they? Often favoring specific cuts and breeds, most assuredly, they do that. They most assuredly do that. And any of you that really know what goes on in a slaughterhouse, okay, now you start getting into humane treatment and all of that. For sure, subjects for another time that will be discussed here, by the way, also. So, you know, homogenization, the English language still and forever, no matter what they try to do to it, is a multi-definitional language. Look up homogenization, and it's not just about milk, but most assuredly, an important function in the production of, but the multi-definitional English language. That's a homogenization of meat offerings, for sure. Less diversity, less available options. That's just a fact, Jack. Numbers. Keep it simple. Those are the clear-cut numbers. So supplier power? The big three, as it's pertinent to all food production around the world. Think they got some power? Be it good, bad, or ugly, you think they got some power? So buying power through all these mergers, be it banks, stay tuned, sneaker companies, again, any commodities you want to compare them to in your main street, be it Portland, Maine, USA, or around the world, because you most assuredly are experiencing it. When you bare your souls and peel back not only the glass onion, the Beatles, it's not just peeling back the onion. It's definitely peeling back some so-called glass onion with very clouded so-called transparency. Balancing act? Well, a potential for regulation when it's regulated properly and fairly would be a first fiduciary numbers responsibility game worldwide. Limited choices, fuels, the grade and quality of the fuel is much more inferior, which precipitates quicker degradation of equipment, furnaces, oil reserve tanks, however you heat. That would be real. Just like in your motor car, engine or whatever, if you're putting a lesser grade, anything you guys and gals want to equate it to that makes it click and resonate for you. So the balancing act is most assuredly like the analogy I kid around with decades ago when Ed Sullivan's show was on for so long, they had four different acts and people do this same routine starting in 1957 through the middle of the 60s. Crescendo music. A mass number of dinner plates. Plates. You know what plates are, right? Plates. On flexible stilts. And that was the whole thing. Crescendo music. Very, oh, watch out. One's way down to the right are going to smash on the stage and to the left. Well, everybody's been spinning plates in life forever. It's part of the human equation. Think they're spinning a few more now? I query. So while you're spinning those plates as the consumer and your options are continually being reduced and very much so controlled, when it's only three avenues of approach of the source, if they were salts of the earth, that's not fair and balanced in having that much control of anything. Minimize beer. Production around the world is in the hands of four companies. That is factual, documentable, and real. And should be quite alarming. So the balancing acts are only when, where, and if you're allowed to initiate them, have legitimized referendums and all of that, be it mainstream, Portland, Maine, USA, around the world, queens, zealots, dictators, czars, all of that crap in the history of the world. Check out the history of the planet that you inhabit. It's always been the community that's rejuvenated it in the true sense of the world. So, of course, centuries ago, they couldn't have my missiles bigger than yours. There was none. But the weaponry was prevalent, and so was the barbarism. In the history of this planet. So, consumerism, the big three parallel, similar to the big three in meat, the big three, the big four in anything. Again, shoelaces, sneakers, anything. That's not enough viable choices. Even if those said companies are the greatest thing and they're all above board, which is obviously hogwash because of course they're not. Also true in the history of the planet. Never a truer saying. Follow the money. If it's kids playing jacks at the corner, same premise for bullies. That's how you beat bullies. Not by fisticuffs and warfare and my missile's bigger than yours. But apparently, we're going to try that. So, consumers, guess who that's trickling down on before your very eyes? And the control is being channeled to a handful of businesses worldwide. How in the hell could that be choices? So, meat monopolies have been in existence forever, more so now. Choice, not chains, pun intended. Chains are great, not those connotations of chains. Remember, multi-definitional. Wherever you reside, if you want to reside there, whatever country it is, learn the language. And don't destroy the language in the process. So beyond burgers and brews, pun intended, why consumer choices do matter, must matter, and are a matter of survival to do so. Monopolies versus mandates. They've existed forever in business, much more prevalent nowadays worldwide. Stay tuned, folks. Bette Davis. It is going to be a bumpy ride. However, when cooler heads prevail, and I am of the fervent belief they will, there's the rejuvenation that the planet, the pets, the animals, and the people have been waiting for. I'll see you all in the next coming shows. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now. And yep, may God bless however you hold it. Or if you don't, be aware of what the humanoids that inhabitate this planet are up against because of the non-humanoids that definitely coexist on this planet. continue to pay it forward. We'll see you all again tomorrow. Peace, everybody.